The Women's World Cup soccer games are winding down in China, and there was a major upset yesterday when the top-ranked U.S. women's team lost to Brazil 4-0 in the semifinals. The defeat ended a 51-game winning streak for the U.S. team. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan has been covering the Women's World Cup games in China and joins us on the line from Shanghai. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
Christine, what happened? This is a big shock, really.
It certainly is the worst loss in the history of U.S. women's soccer, which goes back now 22 years. The U.S. truly coming apart. You can almost see it coming, though, with the way the tournament had been going. The United States very dominant from the past. People remember Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, Julie Foudy, 1999. This team is very different, much younger. Those players have all retired, and they've had some trouble, but they've won all their games except for one tie to this point. But against a great, quick Brazil team, a couple quirky things happened early. The U.S. scored an own goal, went off a U.S. player into the U.S. net, 1-0 for Brazil. And then one of the top midfielders, Shannon Box, a veteran, got not one but two yellow cards. Yellow cards are cautions for rough play. That was in the first half. That meant she was kicked out of the game, and the U.S. had to play one player down the rest of the game against a great, fast, quick Brazil team that was already looking fantastic. So final score 4-0, and it could have been worse. It could have been 7 or 8-0 the way the U.S. looked.
Now, there was a big controversial decision the day before the match. Coach Greg Ryan benched star goalkeeper Hope Solo. How did that factor into this loss?
Here's Hope Solo, who's having a great tournament, held team scoreless for the last 3.5 games. And on a roll, and then it's told to sit down, and they bring in Brianna Scurry, a star of the 99 World Cup as well, and a great goalkeeper against the way Brazil played. Nonetheless, stunning, a buzzkill for the U.S. team, a psychological distraction, and I think it really hurt the U.S. chances to not have the goalkeeper that had been playing so well, Hope Solo, in the game. Instead, she was on the bench, and then she was very critical of the coach afterwards. So a lot of dissension now with the U.S. team. Renee, you think, boy, this may have been a huge mistake by the U.S. coach.
Is this the sort of bad decision that costs a coach his job?
It certainly can be. And because there's a big controversy on the AOL welcome page, now people can vote on do you agree with the coach's decision or not because of Hope Solo's comments saying that it was the wrong decision and she could have stopped those shots. So there's a brewing controversy over here in women's soccer, and it's playing pretty big in the United States, at least on the Internet. And that, of course, is not good. The Olympics are just 10 months away. It would be extraordinary to get rid of a coach with the Olympics coming up, but it's a tough time right now for U.S. soccer.
Of course, what's bad here for the U.S. is fantastic for Brazil.
That's right. And Brazil is a great story, and we can't minimize that as much as we look at the U.S. angle, Renee. The fact is Brazil, for the U.S., they've had residency camps. They've got all the money. They're the highest-paid team in the world. Brazil, the complete opposite, basically disbanded for more than 2 years after coming in second at the Athens Olympics to the United States. This Brazil team put together, ramshackle, last minute, and now has defeated the U.S. It's a stunning contrast of how to do it, the fact that the U.S. Soccer Federation gives such support to the U.S. women, and the Brazilian Soccer Federation gives no support to its women, but a credit to their imagination, their talent, the way they dance with the ball and play the game with such fun, such verve, such energy, very much like the Brazilian men's team. And boy, oh boy, did they stick it to the U.S. and a great, now Brazil against Germany, a great final on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Christine.
Thank you, Renee.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today, joining us on the line from Shanghai, China, where she's covering the Women's World Cup Soccer Championship.